Ladies and gentlemen, TaylorMade Tours Israel is privileged to welcome you to the closing ceremony of the Third International Bible Conference, Israel 2012. The honor and privilege and joy are mine to serve as the master of ceremonies here for this wonderful occasion, this great event. We have already seated Mr. Hilik Bar, who is representing the mayor of Jerusalem, Mr. Ner Barkak. And we have already seated the president of TaylorMade Tours, Mrs. Josephine Zinder and her husband. We're going to recognize and seat now those who will be seated on the dais as I call their names, or world church leaders. They will enter the auditorium and will be seated. First, Mr. Gilbert Wari, president of the West Central Africa Division. Mr. Alberto C. Gulfan, president of the Southern Asia Pacific Division. John Ratinaraj, president of the Southern Asia Division. Paul Ratsara, president of the Southern Africa Indian Ocean Division. Barry D. Oliver, president of the South Pacific Division. Erton Carlos Cola, president of the South American Division. Israel Later, president of Inter-America Division, unfortunately is not with us this evening. Guillermo Biaggi, president of the Euro-Asia Division. Bruno Rolf Vitalier, president of the Euro-Africa Division. Ted N.C. Wilson, president of the General Conference of Seventh-day Adventists, and his wife, Nancy. Clinton Wallin, Associate Director of the Biblical Research Institute and Chair of the International Bible Conference Organizing Committee. Eckhart Mueller, Deputy Director of the Biblical Research Institute. Arthur Stelle, General VP of the General Conference of Seventh-day Adventists and Director of the Biblical Research Institute. Delbert W. Baker, General VP of the General Conference of Seventh-day Adventists. Lowell C. Cooper, General VP of the General Conference of Seventh-day Adventists. Harden K. Mwanza, General Vice President of the General Conference of Seventh-day Adventists. Benjamin D. Schoen, General Vice President of the General Conference of Seventh-day Adventists. Ella S. Simmons, General Vice President of the General Conference of Seventh-day Adventists. Mrs. Josephine Zinder, President TaylorMade Tours Israel, and Mr. Hilik Bar, representing the Mayor of Jerusalem. be seated. Shall we bow our heads for prayer? Father, we invoke your name and your presence in this place on this occasion. We thank you for this occasion which has summoned us to this place. Thank you for the experience we have had these last several days. Now be with us as we celebrate and as we look back and look forward, we ask in your son's name and for his sake. Amen. The Hurricane Singers will now perform for us Jerusalem of Gold. Had a wonderful stay in Jerusalem, thanks in large part to Mrs. Josephine Zinder, president of TaylorMade Tours Israel, and our host. Help me welcome her with a round of applause.
Good evening, everyone. It was 10 days ago when I blessed you with shalom. So today, I think you know the vocabulary and the magic word in the land of God, the word of peace, shalom. Shalom once again, as you're all blessed and highly favored in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. I'm very happy and overwhelmed to be here this evening. Let me obey the protocol and bless the people on the high table. First and foremost, the president of the SDA Church, Mr. Ted Wilson, and Mrs. Nancy Wilson. You're blessed. You're welcomed. All the leadership of the SDA Church, you're all welcomed. Mr. Chilik Bar, the deputy to the mayor of Jerusalem, thank you very much for joining us this evening. My brothers and sisters in Christ, you're all blessed in Jesus' name. Blessed in Jesus' name. Blessed in Jesus' name. It was 2.5 years ago when we have started to plan this beautiful conference. And my God, time is flying. I was congratulating you upon your arrival. And there we are, finalizing today the third International Bible Conference. Our aim was to make you proud. Are you proud today? Our aim was to build bridges between the land of Israel and the Christian believers in the SDA Church. You are presenting today 70 nations, and I think you are becoming great, wonderful ambassadors of peace to the land of Israel. It was also our aim to open each and every door of our own leaders in the land of Israel to brief the presidency of your own organization, and the briefing was marvelous. The deputy of Ministry of Foreign Affairs were briefing the president himself and was bringing a lot of messages of peace. Today, he was welcomed by the mayor of Jerusalem himself, and I heard that the meeting was just a great one. So overall, we would like to ask you, my dear friends, please become great ambassadors of peace to the land of Israel. As well, I would like to ask you a few more things. Pray often for Jerusalem, reminding God of his promises over his land and people. Pray that the church worldwide will recognize God's heart towards its chosen nation. Pray that the Bible will again be read, studied, and valued. Pray that the relationship of love and trust between Israel and the Christian world will become stronger in the glory of God's name. Pray. Pray, pray. I'm very proud to stand here in front of you today. I want to say, on a personal note, we love you and we appreciate you. Let me whisper on your ear, all your ears, that Israel was very overwhelmed to have you as our guests. The hotel, the guides, the drivers, the sites, the restaurants, everybody was just praising you. They said, what is this secret of this church? So much love, so much friendship. I think this is the secret of the SDA Church. So I don't want to say yet goodbye. I want to bless you and to say that in Hebrew we have a wonderful word that is lehitraot, which is see you soon. By the grace of God, we'll see you soon. Very soon, in the land of God, as our own guests. Thank you so very much. Good evening, and enjoy the evening. Shalom.
Thank you, Mrs. Zinder. Representing the mayor of Jerusalem is Mr. Chilik Bar, deputy to the mayor for tourism and foreign relations. He will now make some remarks.
President, Mr. Ted Wilson, president of the General Conference of the Seventh-day Adventist Church, and Mrs. Wilson, Ms. Josephine Zinder, president of TaylorMade, honored board, dear brothers and sisters. Shalom, welcome to Jerusalem, and welcome to the Holy Land of Israel. First, warm greetings from, and apology actually, from Mayor Nir Barkat, who wanted to be here with you today, but had to cancel since he had an urgent meeting that he have today. I know that, President Wilson, you met Nir Barkat today. Mayor Barkat talked with me earlier and told me that it was a very fruitful, important, and good meeting. You know, my friends, Jerusalem is one of the strongest and most familiar brands around the world. Don't know a lot of people that never heard about Jerusalem. There is 3,500 years of rich and strong history of this city. There is 3,500 years of strong connection with God and the Bible in this city. Jerusalem is a religious, spiritual, and cultural capital, I think, not only of Israel, but of the religious and spiritual people in the world. But Jerusalem is not only a city for its residents. Jerusalem is the heart and soul of more than 3.5 billion people of faith around the world, Christians, Jewish, and Muslims, and you are part of them. However, you know, Jerusalem in the last few decades became one of the poorest cities in Israel, maybe the poorest one. Negative migration of middle and high income population is happening, and the gap between the potential of Jerusalem and the reality is big. Jerusalem deserves more. But I'm happy to tell you that in the last 3.5 years, since this administration of Mayor Barkat took office, we have begun to play the role we played, all of us, 2,000 and 3,000 years ago, by trying to make and by making Jerusalem stronger and healthier. In the last few years and in the years to come ahead, we will continue to make Jerusalem more attractive, more affordable, and more accessible to every citizen of the world. The tourism, which I am in charge of in Jerusalem, went up from 2+ million tourists a year in the beginning of Mayor Barkat's term to nearly 4 million years in 2012. Hotel occupancy went up in 24% last year, thank God. And we have more job, better education, more businesses are open, we have more culture and more believers that come to visit us. You are all partners in this city. You are all shareholders in this city. We would like you to continue the great work you are doing for the Jewish people and for the State of Israel, and above all, from Jerusalem. Here in Jerusalem, the State of Israel is enabling all faiths to practice their religions. We are opening Jerusalem to the benefit of the world, of every citizen. Jerusalem will be and is your home as well. We look forward to continue to build the great things together with you here in Jerusalem. Dear friends, I know that you have here with us about 350 people, but I know that this important church have more than 12 million believers around the world. This is impressive. And I know the power and the wisdom behind this important church. We would like you to encourage your friends and other believers of this church to come to Jerusalem, since we believe that every believer and every man of faith have the right and maybe the duty to visit Jerusalem at least once in his lifetime. President Wilson, dear brothers and sisters, we are telling you now, and you should forward it to your friends and believers around the world, the alliance between you and us here in Jerusalem is a strong alliance. The alliance between you and us here in Jerusalem is a true alliance. And the love and commitment between you and us here in Jerusalem is and will be always, forever, a strong and true love and commitment. We appreciate you and what you are doing for Jerusalem and Israel. We thank you for what you are doing for Jerusalem and the Jewish people in Israel. And we are aware of that. And we will always, always cherish it and will always be your family and true friends. In the name of the mayor of Jerusalem, the people of Jerusalem, I say to you, Jerusalem is and will be always your home. Welcome to Jerusalem, and God bless you.
Thank you, Mr. Barr. Hallelujah will now be performed for us by the Hurricane Singers.
I heard it was a secret chord when David played and praised the Lord, but you don't really care for music, do ya? It goes like this, a fourth, a fifth, the metaphor and the major league, the Bible king composing hallelujah. 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 Your faith is strong, but you need a proof. Your soul has bearing on the roof. The beauty and the moonlight of who we are. She tied you to a kitchen chair. She broke your fall and she cut your hair. And from your lips she drew.
These last 10 days to have with us our president, Elder Ted N.C. Wilson, and his wife, Nancy. As a matter of fact, Elder Wilson was a member of my bus, bus number 6. And I'd like to report that he was always on time getting on the bus and off the bus. We had absolutely no problems with our GC president. He set the example for us. As a matter of fact, those who rode on bus number 6 were always punctual. And I thought that that was because we were so organized, until it dawned on me that Elder Wilson was on the bus. And so no one wanted to run afoul of the GC president, so they behaved themselves. But we were blessed to have him on our bus, he and his lovely wife Nancy, and we were glad that he was here throughout this conference, participating in each and every event, except when other duties called him away from us. He will come to us now, before us now, to make some remarks. Let's welcome up GC President with a round of applause.
Thank you, Cliff. And it definitely was a privilege to be part of bus number 6. Today we joined bus number 1, I think it was. And so it was nice to mingle with many of you during this very special occasion. We have many thanks to give for this very special conference that has been organized. And first of all, I would like to give thanks to God. Amen. And what a privilege it has been that He has protected and cared for us in many different ways. And we give Him all the glory. It is a very distinct privilege to thank our Biblical Research Institute team and their colleagues for what they have done to organize this event. Clint Wallin was, of course, the point person and coordinator, but there were many others that were working with him, and we are extremely grateful to each one who has participated and helped to fill in the gaps when things were a little loose here and there, but most of us never knew it because they did such a fine job. I do want to express great appreciation to TaylorMade Travel. They have done an exceptional job. And Josephine, you have made us feel blessed every time we talk with you. And we just are so grateful to you and your husband, to the entire team, the guides, the bus drivers, those who have helped to coordinate in so many ways. You've even supplied some music here this evening. You provided other things that have helped us to know that you care in a very special way. Your welcome to us, your cordiality, your greetings have been buoyant. And I think she was telling us the other day, she said, you know, when I'm in a place like this where it's always sunny and we can see the sun, then I'm happy. When I go to a place where it's raining and it's becoming somber, about one day of that I can take, but then I become very, very sad looking. But, you know, I've never seen you sad here, and I praise God for that. So thank you to TaylorMade Travel. I want to express great appreciation to our administrators throughout the world. And you see a fine array of them here on the platform. I pay special tribute to the divisions who have given such strong support in encouraging their institutions and others to be present for this very important event. And thank you, division presidents, those of you who are here, and we will be thanking those who are not here, but we appreciate very much your support. My colleagues, the general vice presidents who have been here, we are grateful for your participation and your support as well. But really, you see all these people up here in the front. You ought to be the ones in the front because you are the important ones in this conference. And we thank you that you have been here. I do want to express appreciation to the government of Israel. We have had a very cordial and hospitable welcome not only at the beginning, but during our stay. They have opened their offices. They have provided assistance wherever it was needed. And it was a privilege to meet the Deputy Foreign Minister the other day, the Honorable Minister Danny Ayalon. And we had a very nice meeting with him and also a special ambassador who works with the religious affairs of the foreign ministry. And we had a very good discussion and talk, and we had prayer together as well. Today it was a great privilege to meet the mayor of this fascinating and very complex and very vibrant city of Jerusalem, Mr. Nir Barkat, and it was a privilege to meet with him. He told me today that he was very sorry he couldn't be here, but that he would send someone very special, someone who really could do a good job. And Mr. Barr, we are very grateful that you are here tonight. Thank you for coming. I don't want in any way to offend you, Mr. Barr, but Mr. Barkat couldn't be here, but Mr. Barr is here, so we got half the mayor at least. But I would like to present to you on behalf of our assembly here a very lovely set. It's a two-volume series of one book, which is also part of a larger series that we call The Conflict of the Ages. But this particular set of two volumes covers the book called Patriarchs and Prophets. It is one of my favorite books. I think as you read it, you will find that it will be a great blessing to you. And it is in the Hebrew language. And so I know it will be a blessing, and by God's power and grace, may it be a blessing in your life as you study the beginning of God's interaction with human beings, and even before, following through creation, and then through the period of the children of Israel of Bible times. I know it will be a blessing to you, and we thank you for being with us tonight.
Thank you so much.
Very grateful. I think all of us have been impressed by what we have seen, all the way from the Sea of Galilee area down here to Jerusalem and south to the Dead Sea, Masada, Qumran, and Gedi, and many other places that we have seen. I know that we are going to take back with us not only memories, but sensitive impressions that God has made upon us as we have been in places that we have read about, that we have heard about, but which we have not seen or experienced. Just a little later at the very end, I'm going to share a little of my own experience that I had yesterday, but I just want to thank all of those who have helped to make this impressive event take place. And as we learned, while we've been here, there is a saying. I'm not sure if it'll completely come true for all of us, but next year in Jerusalem. And with that, we certainly want to express our deep gratitude and to simply say shalom.
A prayer of thanksgiving will now be offered by Dr. Tom Shepherd, Professor of New Testament at the Seventh-day Adventist Theological Seminary.
Let us pray. O God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, God of the people of Israel, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, and Almighty King of all the earth. We bless and thank you this evening. We thank you for your grace and mercy for us all. We thank you for the bounties of earth and sky and sea, for our families and homes, for our communities and countries, for your guidance in our life through your holy word with its instruction for life, holiness, and joy. We praise you and thank you for a successful conference where we saw this wonderful land and opened and discussed your holy word and its mighty truths that teach us the way of righteousness. Bless this meeting tonight, we pray, in Jesus' name. Amen.
The cake will now be ceremonially cut. I understand there is a tradition here. Those of us on the table will surround the cake, which is now being brought forward. Please step down, each and every one of you. The Cake Reads, Third International Bible Conference, Seventh-day Adventist Church, Biblical Research Institute, Israel, 2012. World church leaders will surround the cake. And Mrs. Josephine Zinder will lead out in this cutting of the cake. All right, I've been instructed to say, give me S, give me H, give me A, give me L, give me O, give me M, give me Shalom. Approximately 3 years ago, the Third International Bible Conference Planning Committee was impaneled and began the arduous task of planning this conference. The committee consisted of several members of BRI and Tom Shepherd and myself from the SDA Theological Seminary. The committee was chaired by Clinton Walline, and I'm here to report that our chairperson led with vision and passion and distinction, and we are in his debt for much of what took place here these last 10 days. I'm going to call forward now the chairperson of the Third International Bible Conference Planning Committee, Clinton Walline, to come forward so that he can make some acknowledgments.
Thank you very much. This obviously did not fall all on my shoulders. The threefold cord, we're told, is not quickly broken, and we had many more than three involved in this great conference. So I'd like to begin, first of all, by thanking the General Conference leadership that is here and those who are not here for their support, not only in encouragement and presence here, but also financially, substantial financial support that they gave to make this conference possible. I would also like to thank in particular the North American Division, which also provided a substantial amount of financial assistance in order to help make this conference and those who are here from all over the world able to come. The division officers, almost all of whom are here in terms of the president, secretaries, they have representation here, all the divisions, and we are grateful for your presence and for your support. Of course, already has been mentioned, the planning committee. And in addition, a very important part of the planning committee were in the presence of two archaeologists among us, Randy Yonker and Michael Hazel, who helped plan the tours that we have. I would also like to mention Randy Yonker and Denny Fortin in connection with the post-conference tour that will immediately follow beginning tomorrow morning. They also deserve a great deal of appreciation for providing additional sites that we'll be able to see and providing the organization that was necessary to make it happen. And by the way, those who are on the post-conference tour, if you could meet with Dr. Fortin just at the immediately afterward at the back of this hall, it would be appreciated. There's some important information he has to share. Also, the wonderful beginnings that we had morning by morning with the season of prayer and the prayer time by Cindy Tusch and Derek Morris has been invaluable for us. Thank you. And on Sabbath, leading out in the season of prayer that we had Sabbath afternoon over very important challenges that we face, Bruno Vitalier, thank you very much. Our music coordinator, Darius Yankowitz, and others, all the accompanists and choristers, thank you. Technical support staff, including Mario Costa, our videographer, Terry Dodge, and many others who are not here, such as Marlene Backus and others who helped make the live streaming and the future video podcast that will be available. Thank you. Our administrative assistant, Brenda Flemmer, with whom you have been in constant communication, and she with you, in order to make sure your time here was successful. Thank you. Also, Rex Edwards, who has come with us as a volunteer, working at the display table, helping with arrivals. Thank you very much for helping us. We also have the General Conference nurse, Rayleigh Cooper, here, and she, her services have been needed and greatly valued and appreciated. Thank you. And in particular, Dr. Handysides, who provided an expanded medical kit and the time for her to be with us. We appreciate Health Ministries and what they've done. Our tour liaison, Nord Simmons, and bus coordinators that he helped coordinate, Edwin Reynolds, Arthur Stelly, Gerald Klingbeil, Elias Brazil de Souza, Clifford Jones, and Ben Clausen. Thank you very much. tour coordinators that was organized by Michael Hazel, Richard Shea, Jerzy Moskala, Efrain Velasquez, Martin Klingbeil, Tom Shepard, and Greg King. Thank you. And I would also like to add here a very special thank you to the Geoscience Research Institute, to Jim Gibson, the director, and his team, who provided outstanding information on a GRI bus and with the presentations that we have received here. Thank you very much. Devotional speakers, the division presidents, and others, the Sabbath School Superintendent, Alex Bryant, and Sabbath School participants, Hyveth Williams, Magdiel Perez, Gabriel Moore, Cedric Vine, and Nathaniel Mwilemba. Thank you. To Lowell Cooper for leading out in the Sabbath Divine Worship Service. And all who participated in it. Also the plenary speakers and the plenary session participants who held the opening and closing prayers. Our public relations and spokesperson Mark Kellner from the Adventist Review, Adventist World Magazines. And all the team at the Adventist Review with the editorship of Bill Knott. I hope many of you have noticed Dateline Jerusalem that has been online and updated frequently during our conference. We value very much the information that you've provided. Also, the Consensus Statement Committee led by Angel Rodriguez. And breakout session coordinators, Joe Kidder, Matilda Fry, Simbarashi Masosi, Bold Batsuk, Agnil Sampson, Wagner Kuhn, and Juan Thanwar. They came and to the conference without knowing that they would have this responsibility. And we appreciate very much their willingness to help. And to all the breakout session presenters, you provided so many options for us. It was difficult. We felt like we wish we could have been in two places or three or four or six or seven at once. Thank you. I have gone through this list, and there were more probably that I could have added, except I must have overlooked someone. But to give you an idea of how many, many people contributed to this conference, and your contributions are greatly appreciated. Thank you.
We have one more item before we transition to our consensus statement, which will be read by Angel Manuel Rodriguez. And that item is the decoration of this table with certificates and badges, and this will be led again by Josephine Zinder. Okay. And she'll be accompanied by Eckhart Mueller and Elias Brazil de Souza.
Hello once again. Before we'll start decorating the high table, and actually all of you, one by one, no, it's a joke, not one by one, bus by bus, I want to say really a few thank yous on behalf of TaylorMade. First of all, the TaylorMade wonderful team, I want to say a very big thank you. Mr. Goldstein, that has been at the airport day and night to meet the delegates, I want to say a very big thank you to him. I want to say a very big thank you to Mrs. Porit, who was working night and day for the last 2.5 years to support the organization of this conference. I want to say a very big thank you to my personal assistant, Mrs. Leahy, you're wonderful. And I want to say a very, very big thank you to Madame Yana Beliatsky, you are the one and the only one, day and night, so committed, you're amazing. And of course, the TaylorMade wonderful guides. The guides, Mr. Motti and Avner and Mr. Romano and Shmulik and Irene And Professor Hart, which is not here, we want to appreciate you so very much. And Mama Etty, you're wonderful. I hope you have felt their hearts, their passion, their dedication. The few more thank yous will go to the hotel. The hotels, they were wonderful, so disciplined, so cooperative. We want to say that without them, it was impossible to make you so proud, especially with the feeding issue. Wasn't it great? Thank you so much. So thank you so very much, the hotels. I want to highly commend a wonderful brother of mine for many years. He was here, your representative for years in Jerusalem, Mr. Richard Lefebvre. I want to say a very big thank you to you. It was February 2010, in a very cold winter in Jerusalem, that there was a team coming to explore the land and to find a good ground handler, a professional one, to organize this conference. And Mr. Clinton came, accompanied with Mr. Mueller and many other friends. And all of a sudden, Richard came to the meeting like a spy. And he said, I just want to tell you, these are the best people in Israel. And he left. So there you are. This is the result. I want to say thank you very much. Thank you so very much. And of course, my beloved, precious Mr. Clinton. Mr. Clinton, there was no day, no night with you. You were checking every single point. You were making our life miserable. But you know, we say God has 100%. For TaylorMade, we tried to provide you with 95%. And I hope we made you happy and proud. We love you. We appreciate you so very much, Mr. Clinton. You're the best.
You have done an amazing job for us.
Thank you so very much, Mr. Clinton. And usually the people that listen to my speeches, they know that I always praise Almighty God for giving me the strength to do what I do. It's not easy to serve the Lord and to serve His believers day and night. But the last thank you will go to my lovely husband. I know you're so humble. I know you're so, you know, you don't want me to say it, but I will say it again and again. Without you, I can't make it. Every woman knows that without the support of her husband, it's impossible. May God bless you in Jesus' name. I love you. I appreciate you. And now the time has come. The time has come really to decorate you in a very beautiful way. Today, each and every one of you is going to be decorated by two different certificates. The first certificate will be with an appreciation from the tourism minister of this land. You are becoming actually ambassadors of goodwill to the land of Israel. The other certificate will be a JP certificate. We call it, you know, the Jerusalem people and the Jesus people. This is going to be the certificate that each and every one of you is going to get. Actually, it's the same one, but I will show you it in a minute. Two certificates and also a golden cross. A golden cross that says JP. Without Jesus, there is nothing. So you're Jesus people first and foremost, and Jerusalem pilgrims as well. And as of this minute, you will understand, especially the first timers that have touched base the land of God, that you are not the same again. You have been transformed. You just don't know it, because whoever comes to the land of God and prays, the testimonies will follow, and you will never be the same again. I know what I'm saying, because so many testimonies are being shared with us each and every day for so many years. So with your permission, I will start. Mr. Clifford, will you help me, please? Thank you so very much.
State of Israel, Ministry of Tourism, presented in appreciation to Ted Wilson. On the occasion of your visit to Israel, I am honored to recognize you as a true friend of Israel. Thank you for your support and solidarity, which are deeply appreciated. It is my pleasure to name you as a Tourism Goodwill Ambassador for Israel.
Mr. Wilson, will you approach us, please? As well as the JP certificate signed by the mayor of Jerusalem, as you are a JP, Mr. Wilson, as well. And we would like to decorate you with a golden cross. Mr. Clifford, help me, please. As we don't have too much space on this stage. You can't be seated yet, my dear. Not yet, not yet. We want to present you with something beautiful. It is a bit heavy. And this is, Mr. Wilson, Jerusalem for you. It has a bit of snow. Because with this heat, we're praying for some rain and snow. But this is with much appreciation to you. Don't forget Jerusalem. Actually, it's the first time for you in the land of God. But it's not the last time, I hope. So we're expecting to have you once again with us. You're appreciated. You're appreciated. And of course, your better half, Mrs. Nancy Wilson. Will you approach me, my dear? I've enjoyed you so very much since day one. I want to bless you in a very special way. This is your own certificate. And we have a golden cross for you as well. Let me decorate you with your permission. Sure. As well as we're presenting to Nancy and our other friends a silver pen of Jerusalem. Everything you'll sign, everything you'll write will have a special blessing from the land of Israel. Thank you very much for being with us. Thank you. So with your permission, we want to decorate the whole high table. It will take us 2 more minutes. Where is Mr. Clifford? Let us call our friends one by one and appreciate them. Mr. Arthur, thank you very much for being with us. It has been a pleasure. Спасибо большое. Мой русский товарищ. Mr. Müller, will you approach us, my dear? Thank you so very much for being with us. Thank you. Mr. Wallin Clinton. Mr. Clinton, I need to decorate you myself. Please give me this privilege. Baker, Mr. Baker. Thank you for being with us. Mr. Cooper. Thank you so much for being with us. Mr. Pardon. Thank you so very much for being with us. It has been a pleasure. Ben Schoen, please approach us. Thank you so very much for being with us. Thank you. Ella Simmons, women are more than welcomed, always. Congratulations. Thank you for being with us. Bruno Vetalier. Thank you, sir. Billy Biaggi. Mr. Billy Biaggi, thank you so much. Thank you. Bless you. Ayrton Kohler. Thank you for being with us. Thank you. Oliver Berry. Oliver Berry.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, sir, for being with us. Hold on for your present, Mr. Berry. Thank you. Paul Ratzera. Yes, our friend. Congratulations. Your present. Alberto Gufan. You may clap now. Thank you very much. John Ratiharaj. Thank you, my dear. And Gilbert Worry. Thank you for being with us. Thank you so very much. Congratulations. And now, with your permission, we would like to decorate yourselves, and we will be needing our representatives, the guides, and if you want, the bus coordinators of bus number 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, and 7. So Moti, Avner, Romano, Shmulik, Irene, Mira, Eti, join us. So with your permission, they will receive the certificates and the badges on your behalf, and they will distribute it later on. So beautiful. Congratulations, everyone. Thank you so very much. Passing the microphone to Mr. Muller.
Thank you. The conference would be nothing if we wouldn't have an audience and participants. And so I want to thank all of you that have come to this conference, have participated, got involved, sometimes voluntarily, helping out where help was needed, and we have created a wonderful fellowship. Thank you so much. This was also a learning experience, and we have here certificates. I will read one certificate, and then we will distribute that briefly. It says, the Biblical Research Institute of the General Conference of Seventh-day Adventists presents this certificate of participation to, and then your name should come, and it will tell you from which division you are, which university or what place you come. Third International Bible Conference, June 11th to 21, 2012 in Israel. What we would like to do is, we cannot distribute that to all of you now, because it would just take too long. What we would like to do is, we had division coordinators, so people in the divisions that were working together with us, and while I'm going alphabetically now through the divisions, and Elias Brasil de Sousa, our associate director, will help me here. When I read the name of a division, I would ask the division coordinator, if he is here, to stand up, and we will hand the certificates to the division coordinator, and he can then distribute that. In case a division coordinator is not here, we would ask the secretaries or treasurers to help out, and if none of them is here, then we will turn to the presidents. Okay? Good. The first division here is ECD, East Central Africa Division. And here are the certificates. Do we have the coordinator? Thank you. The next division will be the Euro-Asia Division. Eugene Saitsev. We turn then to the Euro-Africa Division. This is just my mic. My note. Okay, then we have a very big stack here. Now, this is General Conference. Now, I have to tell you, this is not just General Conference, but yes, it is General Conference and the General Conference institutions. So, like Andrews University, Loma Linda University, Oakwood University, and IAS, yeah? And AU in Africa. So, and this, in this case, we decided that Jerry Page would help us out. Thank you, Jerry. Jerry Page is the Ministerial Secretary of the General Conference. And we felt this was very appropriate to do. The next division is the Indo-American Division. And do we have a coordinator here? Okay. The Secretary of the Division, yes. The North American Division is a little smaller, but actually this entire stack that you just saw is located, or most of that is located in North American Division. So North American Division, the Secretary is helping us. Thank you very much. And then we have the Northern Asia Pacific Division. Northern Asia Pacific Division. And the South American Division, you see, maybe had many representatives. That was very good, thank you. We go on to the Southern Africa Indian Ocean Division. Elder Papu, thank you. Then we have the South Pacific Division. David Tasker. Southern Asia Pacific Division. I have to tell you here, this is the remainder, because an entire group left already, and they asked us if we could hand out their certificates to them. So this group is a little smaller. I'm sorry. And Southern Asia Division. Southern Gordon Christo, thank you. The secretary of the division is taking care of that. And we come to just two more. So thank you for your perseverance during all the meetings, and sometimes it was tough, and thank you for your perseverance now. This is the Trans-European Division. And finally, the West Central Africa Division. Let me just mention something more in case it may happen, because we had changes until the last minute. So people were still coming and not coming and so on. We tried to have all the certificates for everyone. In case you should not have get a certificate for any reason. So now go to your divisions, please, or General Conference, Terry Page, and get the certificates. In case you don't have it, please email us, and we will create a new certificate and send it to you. Okay? So if you don't get it, please let us know. Thank you very much.
Let's have another round of applause for all the plenary speakers, breakout session presenters, and for each and every one of you. Amen. Leaving us now will be Mr. Hilik Bar, the deputy to the mayor for tourism and foreign relations. Thank you again for coming, and thank you for being with us. Josephine Zinder will be escorting him off the dais. We're going to transition now to the consensus statement, the theme of the conference, Biblical Anthropology. We early impaneled the consensus committee chaired by Angel Manuel Rodriguez, and they have prepared a consensus statement, the committee, and we're going to call Dr. Rodriguez forward now, and so that he can read or present the consensus statement.
We're going to need some help here. We need to move the screen to the center and connect the computer, so it will take a few moments. We don't have copies for you, because what we're going to present to you is the statement before you approve it, and there may be some changes. So we're going to read the statement and open up for discussion, but we need help, and I wonder whether the director of the Institute would help us with this.
Okay. First of all, we are very thankful to the committee and especially to the chair, Dr. Angel Rodriguez. We hope that it will not take us a very long time. We will it will be presented to us, and then there will be a time for the discussion. So we hope that the statement that we have will be used very widely when you return home, and you would present it to your faculties in your universities, and then also discuss it, and we hope it will be a blessing, and we'll present the result actually of our work here during the last 10 days. We will ask Dr. Angel Rodriguez to lead us through. He will make some comments that will help us, and then he will guide us through the document. And we hope it will be accepted before midnight.
I want to thank the members of the committee who spent quite a bit of time with me working on the statement, and to the small writing committee who spent even more time working on the statement. And they did a tremendous job. Let me tell you how we put the statement together, the process that we went through. If you listen to me, it will be easier later on to follow the statement as we're going to project it on the screen. The first time we met, we asked the large committee to tell us what should we include in the statement, elements that we thought were extremely important for the church and that were reflected in the lectures that were going to be presented in the plenary session and in the breakout groups. And they went through the program, got acquainted with the papers, and provided a list. That list, long list, was then given to the writing or drafting committee, and they began to develop the statement. And what we bring to you this evening is the final product from the committee to you. We're going to proceed in the following way. We're going to read the statement. The scribe of the committee was Bill Knott, whom I'm sure you all know very well, one of the best editors we have in the church, and we have tried to put a document that is as clean as possible. And so we'll read it slowly so that you get acquainted with it, then we'll go back to it section by section. If the main purpose of this is not to get into the editing of the document, because that will take forever. Look at the content. Do you feel comfortable? Do you feel that this is really what we did here? Does the document reflect the Adventist thinking and theology on the subject? Are the affirmations appropriate? Is that what you would like to affirm? You see, look at the larger picture, the content. Don't go for the, I disagree with this verb and this other verb. It will take forever. So a little, let me say briefly the structure of the statement so that you can follow it perhaps easier. The first section is a theological prologue. That is to say, we take the biblical Adventist understanding of anthropology and we try to provide a summary of it. We didn't go into details because we don't have time. Then we moved into the context of the statement. The context deals with the world setting, the conceptual world setting, and then we move to the setting of this conference, providing some information about that. We move then to the affirmations, a number of affirmations that we hopefully be able to make together, and denials, with things that we deny, do not affirm. And it will end with a missiological implication, what we as a group feel are the missiological implications of the statement. We're attaching to this statement a list of recommendations. The recommendations are not part of the statement, but is what we, this group, will send to the leaders of the church, particularly at the General Conference, things that we would like for the General Conference, the leaders of the church, to promote as a result of these meetings. Is that clear? So we're going to start, and I'm going to ask our good friend Bill Knott to help us reading, taking us through the document.
Consensus statement of the Third International Bible Conference in Jerusalem, Israel, June 20, 2012. Theological prologue. An emphasis on the biblical understanding of humanity has been characteristic of the Seventh-day Adventist movement from its beginning. According to the Bible's foundational anthropological descriptions, human beings are creatures in the image of God, Genesis 1, 26-27, expressions which point respectively to what human beings have in common with other forms of life and to what distinguishes them within the natural world. As creatures, human beings are physical beings in a physical world, dependent for life on God. Even though dependent and finite, human beings have great value to God. God's pronouncement that what he had made was very good, Genesis 1:31, thus affirms the goodness of the body, refuting dualism. It affirms the value of material reality and therefore of physical, corporeal existence, and excludes the notion that human beings could exist in any sort of non-physical or disembodied state. As creatures in the image of God, human beings are distinguished from other forms of life on earth in a number of significant ways. Though variously interpreted, the expression connotes that human beings are distinguished by unique relationships to God, to other creatures, and to each other, and endowed by God with special qualities and privileges, among which is the capacity to freely embrace God's sovereign love and will for them. God also places responsibilities on human beings, including care for his world and living in harmony with God and other human beings. Created in the image of God, human beings are at the center of the great controversy between cosmic forces of good and evil. Their willful rebellion against God's love adversely affected everything about them, Isaiah 59:2, Ephesians 2:11-13. Sin, in its essence, points to the tragic discrepancy between what human beings are meant to be and the condition in which they actually exist. Sin placed them in conflict with God, with one another, and with creation, and subjects them to pain, suffering, physical and mental decline, and eventually to death. Just as a holistic view of humanity affirms all the dimensions that make us human, including physical, mental, emotional, sexual, social, and spiritual dimensions, a holistic view of sin acknowledges that every aspect of our humanity is unfulfilled and damaged. Similarly, a holistic view of salvation envisions the eventual restoration of our humanity in all of its essential aspects. The theme of human restoration appears throughout the Bible. Sinners are offered the opportunity for a restored relationship with God as they place their faith in Jesus, the incarnate Son of God, whose death reconciles them to the Father. The presence of the Spirit in the life of believers continually renews and restores their fellowship with God and each other. The doctrine of the resurrection promises restoration on a personal scale, an immortal, glorified body. Jesus' preaching of the kingdom promises restoration of a perfect social order. And biblical apocalyptic literature promises restoration on a cosmic level, new heavens and a new earth, Revelation 21, 1-5. These various forms appeared proleptically in the ministry of Jesus, who forgave sin, healed the sick, challenged injustice, defied oppressive powers, cast out demons, restored human relationships, and raised the dead. As evidenced in its evangelistic, educational, community service, and medical work, it is the mission of the Seventh-day Adventist Church to extend the multifaceted restorative ministry of Jesus to the spiritual, physical, mental, emotional, sexual, and social needs of human beings, whom God still regards as children, created in the divine image and designed for fellowship with God and each other. The context. Seventh-day Adventist scholars, educators, pastors, members, and leaders minister in a world in which the challenges to the biblical concept of human nature are profound and pervasive. Hundreds of millions of persons accept and practice traditional religions which allow for or encourage animism, ancestor worship, communication with the spirits of the dead, or the use of occult powers. Millions more blend one or more of these false doctrines of end-time spiritualism with monotheistic faiths, including Christianity, resulting in a syncretism that robs the good news of Jesus' death and bodily resurrection of its life-giving power. Seventh-day Adventists have emphasized the Bible's teaching about the nature of man from their earliest mission endeavors. Ellen G. White referred to belief in the natural non-immortality of human beings as one of the landmarks of the Seventh-day Adventist message. The urgency of addressing the challenges of dualism in all of its forms on faith and practice is underlined by the reality of confusion among some Seventh-day Adventists who have a background in other faith systems. The Third International Bible Conference took place in Israel, June 11-20, 2012, at sites in Galilee and Jerusalem. The theme of the conference was Issues in Biblical Anthropology from an Adventist Perspective. Committed to a biblical worldview, more than 300 Adventist theologians and administrators from around the world gathered together to explore biblical, theological, historical, missiological, and scientific perspectives on anthropology, to foster fellowship and unity among theologians and among theologians and administrators, and to be better equipped to serve the Lord and His church. Through the study, discussion, and fellowship this conference provided, it was hoped that participants would experience a renewed sense of belonging and be stimulated to make further valuable contributions to the world church through their teaching and ministry. As the meetings came to an end, we, the participants, can affirm that we were spiritually and intellectually enriched through Bible study, the devotionals, the seasons of prayer, the lectures, the discussions, and the educational visits to important biblical and archaeological sites. We can also affirm that the Adventist understanding of human nature and its denial of anthropological dualism is deeply rooted in and nurtured by biblical anthropology. Affirmations. Committed to the principles of sola scriptura and tota scriptura, and because we accept the Bible's teaching about the origin, nature, and destiny of human life, we affirm that human beings are creatures of God, fashioned indivisibly from the dust of the earth, into whom God breathed the breath of life, Genesis 2:7. We affirm the goodness of material reality and bodily existence according to the divine word which declared, "It is good." We affirm that God created human beings in the image and likeness of God. Therefore, all human life is endowed with unique dignity, value, and responsibilities. We affirm that sin has profoundly damaged human nature in all its dimensions, separating human beings from fellowship with God and each other. We affirm that death is the inevitable consequence of sin, and is both a cessation of personal consciousness and an end to human life in all its dimensions until the resurrection. The breath returns to God who gave it, and the dust returns to the ground. We affirm that it is the saving activity of God through the death and bodily resurrection of Christ and through the continuous work of the Spirit to reverse the effects of sin and restore in humanity the image of God. We affirm that at Christ's return, those in Christ, both living and the resurrected dead, will receive glorified bodies and enter the life everlasting. Denials. We deny natural immortality in its various forms, including the concept of the immaterial soul, eternal punishment, and reincarnation in any life form. We deny naturalism as an explanation for the origin of human life or any form of life. We deny the continuation of any consciousness following death, and thus the use of practices to commune with the dead, worship ancestors, or gain occult powers. We deny all forms of dualism, especially the belief that soul and body are different orders of being. Missiological implications. It is a vital part of the mission of the Church to proclaim Christ's victory over death and deliverance from the fear of death and spiritual powers through faith in Him. Hebrews 2:15. We recognize that the fear of death and evil spiritual powers pervades human experience and takes form in a variety of religious beliefs and practices. We accept the responsibility of teaching the biblical truth about the nature of human beings in every culture and context so that all who hear will find lives of freedom and joy in the gospel and be prepared to meet the Savior in peace. We confidently expect the literal second coming of Jesus, at which God will restore the wholeness of all who put their faith in Jesus. We preach and teach the Word of God, inviting all persons into fellowship with God and His end-time people. Recognizing the dignity and value of every human being, we engage in education, health care, and humanitarian aid, combating poverty, injustice, and involvement in the occult. We do these things as expressions of Christ's goal to restore in human beings the image of God and full fellowship with God and each other. Recommendations. Instructed by Ellen G. White's conviction that the biblical doctrines of the Sabbath and the state of the dead will be of vital importance in the end time, we recommend that church administration encourage and sponsor major scholarly work on biblical anthropology, and that ample funding for this important scholarly and educational work be made available. Church administrators should encourage Seventh-day Adventist scholars, educators, and leaders to place special emphasis on the biblical teaching about the nature of human beings in curriculum and strategic planning for Adventist tertiary education. Seventh-day Adventist scholars should be encouraged to give additional attention to these important topics to provide resources to frontline pastors, teachers, literature evangelists, and church members. Sabbath school curricula, ministerial training, and continuing education opportunities should be designed to equip pastors, Sabbath school teachers, and chaplains to educate church members about the biblical teaching on the nature of human beings. Additional and concentrated study should be directed by the Office of Adventist Mission to address the implications of the biblical doctrine of humanity to the church's mission, evangelism, and witness.
The evening is almost over. We have three additional items. The first will be a closing statement by our GC president, Elder Ted Wilson. He'll come forward once more. After which we shall stand and sing Great Is Thy Faithfulness, number 11 in our program booklet, number 100 in the church hymnal. And then we'll have our closing prayer from our BRI director.
Thank you for your participation in this exercise, and I know that BRI and others will try to bring full clarity as they process it. Briefly, I just want to indicate that if you look on, I'm not sure whether it's on your certificates, but it's certainly on one that has been given to me, there is a symbol of the Ministry of Tourism. And I don't know if you have recognized that or not, but it is a very interesting one because it has two men with a pole on their shoulders and a huge clump of grapes between them. These were the first tourists to the Promised Land, in a sense, and I think they represent Caleb and Joshua. They were the two out of the 12 that came back with a good report. By God's grace, I hope that each one of you will leave this beautiful experience of 10 days with a good report, and that you will take back what God has helped you to understand here in this beautiful area and the sites that you have seen which have helped you along with the presentations regarding biblical anthropology, founded upon, of course, God's Word and His interaction with us. I've sensed a strong and sweet spirit here in the last 10 days, and I want to praise God for that. I want to thank each one of you for what you have contributed. The General Conference has strongly supported this event, and by God's grace, we'll strongly support the next one. We're not exactly sure when that will be, but already ideas are starting to percolate. Arthur Stelle was talking with me about it, and I know that God will bless us. However, I hope, by God's grace, that before the next event, in which we will perhaps be together, and as we have been reminded, we have been in this place, which was and is the Promised Land to a certain extent, that before the next one, we will be in the heavenly Promised Land. And there we can ask the Master Creator all about biblical anthropology. And we can take all kinds of interesting, extended presentations from our Savior, because time will be almost meaningless. And what an opportunity that will be. I want to just say a word of appreciation to our church here in Israel, the Israel field of Seventh-day Adventists. We want to assure them of our strong support and of God's blessing upon them through our prayers. I'm not sure if anyone is here representing the field tonight. Yes, here we are. I'd like for all of you who would like to send greetings to our brothers and sisters in the Israel field, please raise your hand and wave. Please transmit our wonderful greetings to our brothers and sisters. I want to point out to all of you, and this is extremely important, we have with us the director of the Jewish Study Center, Pastor Richard Elofer. Pastor Elofer has been for about 12 years or so the president, 15, the president of the Israel field, as well as the director of the Jewish Study Center. However, he is transitioning into full-time director. And I want you to pray for Pastor Elofer, and I want you to utilize Pastor Elofer. He is available to give strong encouragement to our special relationships with Jewish friends around the world. Richard, would you just stand for a moment, and let's give Pastor Elofer our appreciation. And let's pray for him as he works in a very special way. Today, I was with the mayor, and he conferred on me one of these pins. This one was tonight. This is a pin representing the Lion of Judah. You know, yesterday I was seated, as many of you were, well, at least you were up there, but I took some time and I just sat down on one of those nice stone benches that was on the top of the Mount of Olives and looked down over the valley onto Jerusalem and the place where the temple was. You know, we're in a time of revival and reformation. On Sabbath, I mentioned the text, and I use it quite often. Many of us do. 2 Chronicles chapter 7, verse 14. But it took on new significance to me as I looked down on the very place where God spoke directly, approximately that area, directly to Solomon about the temple that was actually in that place. And he said, you know, if my people who are called by my name will humble themselves, pray, seek my face, turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear, I will forgive, and I will heal their land. To me, that text took on new significance as I just sat there and took in the breadth of experience and activity that took place, looking where Jesus was probably led towards Caiaphas, and then across through the city, and then to Golgotha. But thank God, Jesus rose from the grave. And we serve a living Savior, one who is interceding for us, one who knows our needs and our wants, one who identifies with our understanding of biblical anthropology, one who is coming to take us home very soon. I want you to return to your homes, not just with a good report about the tours, about the food, about the presentations, but with a good report about what God is doing in the Seventh-day Adventist Church to prepare ourselves and others for the climax of the great controversy when the Lord of Lords, the real Lion in Judah, will return. And within that context and understanding, I wish each of you a wonderful trip home, a safe voyage, and please make this holy word foundational in all that you do in your classrooms, on your campuses, and in everything in your circle of influence. And may God bless each of you as we carry out the great plan of God's salvation to this world to help us truly understand what biblical anthropology is all about in relation to our everlasting God, the one who has made everything possible. God bless each one of you.
Let us stand as we bring this well-spent evening and great conference to a close with the singing of number 11 in our program booklet, 100 in the Church Hymn of Great is Thy Faithfulness.
Psalm 133. Behold, how good and how pleasant it is for brothers, and I may add, and sisters, to dwell together in unity. Amen. May the message and the mission of the Seventh-day Adventist Church unite us. And we will finish the third International Bible Conference with a prayer, a special prayer, the text of which has been found in this land, actually the oldest biblical passage found so far, from the 7th century BC. Let us pray. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make His face shine on you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up His countenance on you and give you peace. Amen. May the Lord bring all of us safely back home. Shalom.